Really was the sit-ins, the lunch counter sit-ins. I know there's a lot of college students that was involved in that. And it really struck a chord with me when I was in college to imagine would I have been one of those, you know, students to go sit at the counter? Would I have been one of those students sitting to the side? And I like to think I would have been one of those, you know, students sitting at the counter and standing up for civil rights.
We were really part of that. I mean, Winston-Salem, you know, we're just on the road from Greensboro. That's where A&T College was. A&T University, which was rivals with Winston-Salem State University. You know, personally, you know, I have to confess I participated in some of those things because we all felt that we really needed to take part of this. I mean, it was a responsibility. I mean, who wasn't affected by the Jim Crow? It was simply sitting at the lunch counters and not expecting to get food or get served, but to make a statement.
Over time, you know, especially how we were raised, we were just taught that's where really you're going to make the biggest impact. And I think that's why my parents taught me growing up, you know, never use the race card, never just under, even if it is the fact of the reality, but you just don't use it. And not only do you not use it, don't even pay attention to it. And so I think that goes back to the whole just peaceful progress, is that you go through, do the best that you possibly can in a peaceful, professional manner and not fight violence with violence. And then at the end of the day, it may take longer, but I think you'll get the support of the people that you're needing to get the support from.